This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Harun al-Rashid, okay, he's one of the kings. Harun al-Rashid, he became ill, okay, and he started to take advice of people. And after taking advice of people took it, and then he became even more sick. And one of the reasons why he became sick is because one of the advisors that gave him advice said that you may not live long. So now he's worried that he might die. And his wazir, his minister, a clever man, walked in next day with a bandage around his arm. Okay, he walked in with a bandage on his arm. So everyone was telling him, oh, what happened? He said, well, you know, I hurt myself forever. And then one's giving him this advice, one giving that advice. So I checked him and said, oh, you should do this and take this advice. You drink this, you take this, you should do blah, 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 blah. Gave him loads of advice. Then he came up to Harun Rashid. He said, did you hear all that advice? He said, yes. Then the wazir, the minister, took off the bandage and his hand was completely fine. He was faking it. You guys understand? He was faking, totally faking it. He said, do you see what the problem is? There's too many doctors here. You guys understand? There's too many doctors here. There's too many people giving you advice when they know nothing. There's only a couple of people you should take advice of in a situation and go with it. What happens here is he told Harun Rashid, he said, your biggest problem is that you've taken too much advice. And one of them told you that you're going to die. He said, do a favor. And the Harun Rashid said, you know, he's a king. He said, what? He said, bring that man over here who said that, you know, you're going to die. You're most probably going to die from this. So he brought him over. And the minister then asked him a question to the person who gave the advice. He said, you tell me. He said, when are you going to die? He said, I don't know when I'm going to die. He said, well, if you don't know when you're going to die, then why have you put a time on the king and told him he's going to die? The fact that you put that thought in his mind, what it does is it actually makes you stop eating. That's what Harun Rashid did. He stopped eating. He stopped taking foods in. He stopped sleeping probably because he's thinking that this illness, whatever I've got, is going to make me die. Well, now you're definitely going to die because you put that thought in your head. If that thought wasn't in your head, you'd be fine. Like I'm telling you, a lot of these patients that have got cancer and I've got other things here, an easy way to keep them nice and healthy is don't tell them that you're going to die soon. As soon as you tell them you're going to die soon, then they're going to kill themselves. By not eating, by not sleeping, by not drinking, by worrying, with the stress, the depression, they're going to kill themselves. And they're going to die sooner. Best thing to do is keep their hopes up. The more you keep their hopes up, the more the free will can fight it. But anyway.